There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Hi, I'm Terry Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe tomorrow you are dead. We are all, every single one of us, my brothers, is chasing happiness. Why did you come from Kerala to Poland here? Why did you come from Egypt to Germany? Why did you, Amin, come from Pakistan to Berlin? Why? Every human being is chasing success. We want to be happy. I want to be successful. I want to be successful man, happy man, content. And in your mind, whether you say it or not, whether you say with your tongue or not, in your heart, you have criteria. Criteria, you understand criteria? Points. How can I be happy? What do I need to do to be successful? Right? Correct or not? Whether you say to me now or not, I know. In your heart, in everyone's heart, he has made a list of things. He believes in them. If I want to be successful, I have to have good education. True or not? I have to get good education. Why good education? Why? Why?
Good income.
Ah, Zafar, honest man, if I get good education, especially in Poland, you know, not back in Egypt or, you know, simple country, good education in Europe, then I can make more zloty, more euro, more dollar. Why do you need dollar? Someone might say, I'm a nice Bruce Lee. Why do you need? It's a habibi. Money makes the world turn. Money will make me happy. Money will make me buy the things I want. Money will make me find wife easy. If I have money, easy, wife will come. Money, I can buy a nice car. Money, I can buy a nice phone. Money, I can buy a big house. Money, I can go back to my country and buy a big villa on the beach or on the river, mashallah. Whether we say with our tongue or not, Allah knows, Rabbul Alameen knows that in our hearts, we believe that money will make us happy. Money will make us successful. Do you believe that Quran will make you happy?
Yes.
Allah, please. Are you sure?
No.
Maybe.
All right. You believe. You believe that Quran will make you happy, and you believe that money will make you happy. For money, you left your country, you traveled, you dedicate 8 hours a day. 8 hours a day, every day, university. You left your mom, you left, where are you from?
Uzbekistan.
You left Uzbekistan, you left your mom, you left your dad, you came, you're speaking Polish, it's a stupid language, not for Allah. You have to learn this dumb language. It's all tefafa, it's all spinning everywhere. I will learn. I suffer, I travel, I pay ticket. Why? Because Allah knows in my heart, I believe money will make me happy. That's why I'm willing to sacrifice. But every Muslim says, I believe Quran will make me happy. But how much he will give Quran every day? How many surah of the Quran do we know? Who knows the Arabic language? Who wants to understand the language of the Quran? Anyone can say anything he wants. But the evidence works against you. Evidence. every single night. Tonight, at 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 a.m. Every night, approximately at 2 a.m., رب العالمين سبحانه وتعالى, the King of Kings, calls out to his slaves, ينادي, الله ينادي, in all humanity. هل من داع فأستجيب له؟ يا جماعة, حد عايز حاجة؟ Anyone has any needs? Anyone wants a wife? I have wife. Allah said, I have wife. I not have one wife. I have any wife you want in the world. With me. I am the creator. I am the Khaliq. I have happiness. I have money. You want money? I have not $1, not $1 million, not $1 billion. All the money in the world belongs to Allah. I have. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Who wants money? Who wants wife? Who wants happiness? Who wants success? And where is the Ummah of Muhammad? Where are we? Yesterday at 2 a.m. where were you? Snoring. Not only yesterday, maybe yesterday you were tired, don't know. Yesterday you were snoring. The night before you were snoring. The night before that you were snoring. You think Allah doesn't see? Imagine Allah calling us and no one is up. Funny people! Funny, this Ummah of Muhammad is very, very funny. They're very, very funny. They say we want, we love you Allah, you are the Khaliq, you are the Razzaq, you are the Malik, you have everything ya Allah, we believe you have everything ya Allah. And then I call them at 2 a.m. in the morning and no one shows up. No one comes to that meeting. Which meeting do we go to and no walking around? I have university 8 o'clock. This is happiness. Every one of us has an alarm. Some people, good intention. He puts alarm for tahajjud, 4 o'clock. Alarm for fajr, 6 o'clock. Alarm for work, 8 o'clock. The tahajjud alarm, subhanallah, it's like iPhone has shaitan in it. Everyone says, Allah, I put the alarm, I don't know what happened, subhanallah. I don't know what happened. Allah, I put alarm for tahajjud. I don't. Everyone does this, he does that. I don't know what happened, Sheikh. I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened? Who's Allah, brother? I heard alarm for fajr. Allah, I don't know what happened. How come only the alarm for university or work is a serious alarm? And all other alarms are batiq. All the other alarms don't work, subhanAllah. Why? Because the truth, my brothers, is that Allah knows. Allah knows and we know very well that I believe that success is in money. My parents drilled this in me. My father, my mother, from when I was 3 years old. Push! You want to be successful? You have to be a doctor. In Egypt, ask him. If you are not doctor or engineer, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. You're not. You can't get married. You're not. You're a failure. My son failed. You know. I was in university studying engineering. I was in second year university, right? With Sheikh Khairi, asking. And then some deen came in my life. I wasn't religious. I became a bit more religious. So I said, Allahu Akbar. I want to become an alim. I want to become a scholar of deen. I want to enter Azhar University instead of engineering. What's better? The truth, what's better? Alam of Deen or engineer? The truth. The honest man. Don't lie. Allah's what we're in the house of Allah, we're gonna lie. In our hearts, what Alam is gonna do? Alam Baraka. Maulana Baraka, good Maulana here, take €10, $10 after Taraweeh. Make dua for me, please, Maulana. But me, no, Baba, engineer, doctor, accountant, lawyer. That's the path you chose for yourself. I said, I'm not going to be like this. I want to become alim. I want to enter Azhar. So I went to my mom and I said to her, Mom, I have great news. She asked me what? I said to her, I want to change my university from engineering. I want to enter Azhar. Do you know what happened? Ask Sheikh Ali. She fainted like a sack of potatoes. She fell on the floor. Cry. I lost my son. My dream, I've always dreamed all my life. You one day become a big engineer, mashallah. Now you want to go to Azhar. What are you going to do in Azhar? Your mommy, I study deen, Quran, Sunnah, Sheikh, Alim. He goes, well, how are you going to make salary? How are you going to make money? Mom, inshallah, Allah Kareem, I'm a alim, I'll be a sheikh, Allah will give rizq. She said to me, we don't want Surah Al-Baqarah, we want the real Baqarah. How are you going to feed your wife? Want a real cow, not Surah Al-Baqarah, you know? This is why my brothers were not hafaz of the Quran. The reason why, all of you here, I don't know, maybe one of you two are hafaz, mashallah. The reason why you are not a hafaz of Quran yet, I tell you why. Whether you accept or not, wallahi. Wallahi, I take oath by Allah, this is the truth that you will face on the day of Qiyamah. Wallahi, Allah will corner you on Judgment Day and put it in your face like that. Ya kazzab, ya liar, don't lie. Wallahi, if you believe success in the Quran, wallahi, all of you have intelligent brains. You will have memorized the book of Allah. But the truth is, wallahi, we don't believe this. If you believe, what's stopping you? There's no talab, there is no drive. I'm happy to do 18 years I study dunya. 18 years, school every day. Sheikh Halal, we want engineers, we want doctor. No problem, I can't even say anything, you know, you shut me up. Halal, mashallah. Okay, 18 years dunya, and then 4 years university, 5 years university. When is Quran going to come in your life? The book of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. If this Quran was revealed to a rocky mountain, لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. والله, Allah said, the rocky mountain will split and shake from the fear of Allah. But I am Muslim, born Muslim, all my life. Quran is in the shelf in my house. Every one of us has at home what? MashaAllah, nice, beautiful Quran at home. What happens with Quran? Baraka, you know? When I was young, my mom gave me small Quran like this in Egypt, it's in fashion, you know? It's a nice present. She gave me a nice Quran. I go, mom, what's that? She goes, protection. Hafazat, you know? Protection from jinn, protection from accident. You know, everyone has small Quran like this for hafazat. Allah sent Quran for hafaza, Allah sent Quran for protection. Allah sent Quran because this is the miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the strongest book in the world. The word of Allah, the word of your Khaliq, the word of your Creator, the manual of this universe. The word of Allah is there and no one is interested. And everyone is going to study other books. Hundreds of other books, bookworms. We come to Europe, we want to be civilized like Europeans, you know. I jump in the train, I jump in the bus, and I open Steve Jobs or, you know, Elon Musk wrote a book. Allah, have you read the Elon Musk book? Allahu Akbar, this man, mashallah. I once, when I started studying deen, I went to a hadith scholar of hadith. He has a PhD in Hadith from Medina University. In Egypt, maybe the Mashayikh was saying he was number two, number three, most knowledgeable man in Hadith in Egypt at the time, you know. So I went to him to study. I went, kissed his hand, begged him, Sheikh, please, I'm keen, I want to learn Hadith with you. You know, I want to study the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
smile. استمع له حفظ القرآن. I said yes. I memorized the Quran. He goes, can I test you now? I go, no, I need to revise. He smiled. He goes, if you need to revise, you're not a hafiz of Quran. Go memorize the Quran and then come back. So I said, Sheikh, but you know, Quran revision will take long time. I need to study. He said to me this. He said, if a student of knowledge does not understand that the word of Allah is more important than any other word in this universe, he doesn't deserve to be a alim. You will cause corruption on earth with your knowledge. If you don't yet understand that the word of Allah is more important than any other knowledge in the world, I'm going to teach you hadith, I'm going to corrupt you. Go learn and then come. So I have to go, ya haram, and you know, revise. Anyway, when we say he's a hafiz of Quran, what do we mean? Ask anyone, he's a hafiz of the Quran, what does that mean? Doesn't mean anything. It means he went to school, madrasa, maybe 2-3 years, finished the whole Quran. But ask him, can you read from Fatiha to Nas now? He goes, no, let me revise. He said, no, hafiz. The truth of the matter, my brothers, is Allah knows. Rabbul Alameen knows that me and you are dunya lovers. We love dunya. We love money. We love women. We love desires, we love cars, we love Facebook, we love YouTube, we love sport, we love cricket, we worship soccer. This is what we love. And deen is this annoying, prick, like a phone, like a shoka kada fiddah. Every now and then you feel guilty, but I forgot deen. No problem, inshallah. I will go to the masjid, pray to raka'at. Alhamdulillah. I feel very good now. Alhamdulillah, I prayed in the masjid. And then let's go back to smoke straight away. Allah knows, my brothers. This is why we say, if you want real success, if you want real happiness, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who created me and you, the one who created happiness. You know happiness? You know that feeling called happiness? Who created that feeling? Allah created it. The creator of happiness and the creator of the son of Adam is Allah. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. If you want contentment in your heart, the dhikr of Allah, the word of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, the deen of Allah gives you success and happiness. But the Ummah of Muhammad doesn't believe the promise of Allah. They left Quran, they left the Sunnah, they left Da'wah, they left the Masjid. Look now, come, watch with me. Jum'ah, we prayed in this Masjid 2 Jum'ahs, up 3 levels. Maybe women come on, I don't know. 3 levels of Muslims. I want you, if you stay a bit, until Maghrib Salah. Let's come together and see how many Muslims will respond to the Adhan of Maghrib. Thousands of Muslims that came here, they will neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He calls them. No Maghrib, no Isha, Fajr, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, you know? In Australia once, in my city. 7 o'clock, traffic like this. Work, traffic jam. Bumper to bumper, car, you have to wait 1 hour on the road. Fajr time, no one on the road. Not even police. So I challenged once, I made a challenge, one of my friends. I will go from my house close to the masjid. I will go from my house to the masjid in reverse. I reversed back to the masjid. No police. You understand what I'm saying? In reverse. I'm not driving like this, I'm driving backwards. No car, no police, no one. Dead. Shh. 7 o'clock for a dollar, for a euro, Allahu Akbar. Everyone comes out of his home. Chasing happiness, chasing success. Allah knows. When the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the deen of Allah, left the da'wah, left Quran, left the masjid, what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's Allah going to do with this? What do you think Allah should do with this Ummah? 2 billion. We are now 2 billion Muslims. Less than 1%. Less than 1%. Pray 5 times a day in the masjid. 99% خلاص. Even Salah, Salah, we don't have time for Allah. If I say, brother, come five times a month, Sheikh, five times. University, work, wife, kids, eating, sport, cricket, brother, no way. Five, very hard, five, very hard. Brother, Salah were 50. Allah created us for Salah. Initially, the salawat were 50 salawat in the day and the night. Muhammad sallam kept interceding with Allah in Mi'raj until the 50 became 5 in action, 50 in reward. Now 5 salah only. Please come. No. No. So what did Allah do? Now Allah humiliated the ummah of Muhammad sallam. Look around. Open your eyes and see. We are a humiliated ummah. No sharaf, no honor, no izzah, no karama. Now, if you want to just earn bread, you can't earn bread in your own country, Muslim country. You have to come to kafir country and beg, please give me the visa, please give me PR, permanent, please give me passport, please kuffar, give me, I want to be a human being. I want to be like you. I want to be civilized like you. I don't want to live in my Muslim rubbish country. It's rubbish. You know? Allah humiliated this ummah. Now you have to leave your wife, maybe family, maybe mother, maybe father. You have to migrate. You migrate not fi sabilillah. We migrate why? We migrate fi sabil al-zloti. We migrate fi sabil al-dollar. This is the truth. It hurts. Doesn't hurt. This is the truth. The truth is our sacrifice, our life, our effort is all for dunya. And deen gets what? Deen gets what, my brothers? Gets nothing. Gets the leftover. You know the leftover? I say, brother, what's your name?
Abdul Aziz.
You say, Abdul Aziz, are you coming inshallah for Isha? You say to me, look, Sheikh, I can't promise inshallah. Why? I'm busy. I will try to come for Isha because, you know, I live far away from Masjid. Why do you live far away from Masjid? What made you live far away from Masjid? You should live beside the Masjid. Why does the Muslim choose to live far away from Masjid? Why do you make that choice in your life? It's your choice. Because you prefer dunya. Live beside the Masjid. Live beside the house of Allah. Live where you can pray. At least say thank you Allah for all the blessings Allah gave us. Fala, we think, I'm going to disobey Allah, I'm going to neglect the Quran, I'm going to neglect the Sunnah, and I am going to neglect the Masjid, and I will be successful then. So Allah says, show me. فَضَّمْ رِيَهِ عَرْضِكْ تَهِ وَرِّينِ بَعِهِ النَّجَاحِ الْبَارَعِ. Allah says, go. Show me how you're going to be a happy man. And then you waste 10, 20, 30 years of your life, and maybe even maybe, not everyone, but maybe eventually you actually become a very, very rich Muslim, mashallah. And then what happens? Wallahi al-azim, you're chasing the mirage. You know the mirage? You know the sarab. You know sarab? What's sarab? You know you're driving in the desert on the road and you see at the end, you see water. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بَقِيعًا. They finish university, inshallah, I'll be happy. You finish university, and then more problem. Wallah, inshallah, but you know what? Shaitan says, Habibi, you just finished, inshallah, as soon as you find good job, you'll be happy. You get good job, no happiness. Wife, as soon as you get married, inshallah, Habibi, Qur'in, mashallah, Qur'in. She'll be my companion, and we'll love each other, and we'll live happily ever after, like, you know, Hollywood. You marry your wife in haram, munakad lil nahar fulbit. You say, I curse the day I got married, I wish I never got married. You know why they call, you know the honeymoon? You know honeymoon? What's a honeymoon?
After marriage.
After marriage, there's what? Honeymoon. What's honeymoon? Why do you call it moon?
Period.
You know moon why? Because 1 month. Honeymoon. Shah. After this honeymoon, what happens? Becomes kharamun, khara life. After the honey of 1 month, after this, it's all hardship. Ask, I have three wives. مجنون كريزي يو نو نو هاني نو هاني بس جيف مي جيف مي يورو جيف مي زلوتي اي وان ذيس بيبي وان ذيس كيد وان ذيس هاتشيب هاتشيب شيطان سيز اه يو ماري ذيس ليدي والله Her eyes are like this, her hair is like this, her body is like this. That's my dream girl. You marry her? First day, beautiful. Unbelievable happiness. Second day, what happens?
Less.
Less. Third day? Less. After 1 month, problems start. After 1 year? 1 year! You know what happens? She's your sister in Islam. Wallahi, you sleep beside each other like that. She wakes up, Habibi, anything. Oh, go hear me, go ahead. Ah, please, please. Get out my love. Dunya is like that. All fake promises. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ Deception, kizit, kizit, all kizit. There's no happiness in this world. Shaitan says, get car, you'll be happy. Get wife, you'll be happy. If you buy a house on the beach, Allahu Akbar, you'll be happy. Then you buy house, 1 week, and then what? All fake, no happiness. Best food, what's the best food in dunya you like? In Uzbekistan, what's like the favorite dish, Abdulaziz?
Pulao.
Huh? Pulao. Pulao, yeah. Uzbekistani pulao. You're in Poland, you know? You're eating all this rubbish Polish food, whatever. It's azabun alim, it's torture, you know, you miss. Uzbekistani food. Then one day, after 1 year, you're going back home. Allah, Allah, I can't wait, you know. I want to go home. I want to eat Uzbekistani pulao. You go home, they give you pulao. First day, Allahu Akbar. Nice meal. Second day, pulao. Third day, pulao. After 1 week, say what?
Please, man.
I don't want to see pulao. Pulao! Pulao! Eat! If they give you pulao 1 month, Allah Azim, you see pulao after 1 month, coming. Dunya has no happiness. In Egypt, same. Egyptians, you know, we have sickness from Bani Israel, wal'ayadu billah. Allah sent man and salwa. Allah sent us honey and bird food, you know. We said what? قالوا يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد. فادع لنا ربك. يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها يا الله we want food لا إله إلا الله ليه بس اللعنة دي we want food خلاص
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.